This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordonier. Good again. Good again. Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordonier. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Quick Sharu. Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Brandley on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, takes it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen. Great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordonier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. CC Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
CC Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my, did he get away with a travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skip, and a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Lauderdale in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane, driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Lauderdale in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Thanks so much to Bryant Billing for pinch hitting the last four games here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We've got Anna hosting Rushi tonight, boys. Shelby County Athletic League action. Premier at the Anna Gym. Very good JV game, 51-47. Anna leads by 4. And we're under a minute to go, Chuck?
Yeah, 56-5. These are the same two teams that played for the freshman championship last year.
Yep.
That Anna upset Rushi. But boy, this isn't an upset tonight. These kids are playing hard.
Hopefully we see a game like this in the nightcap, the varsity tilt.
Yep.
That usually do between Anna and Rushi. Rushi coming in unbeaten, 5-0, after having beaten Jackson Center early in the year. In a game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com, Raiders are tabbed the favorite to win the Shelby County League. Jackson Center will have a say about it later on in the second meeting between the two in the second round.
They're going to play that one in Jackson Center, and that'll make a difference. That was an emotionally charged night.
Yep.
Where they were talking about Coach Borchers and T.J. Esser from Jackson Center, and that had everybody pretty much it was a great basketball game. Those two teams played really well that night.
42-41, Rushi won that game. What impressed me so much about Rushi, Chuck,
was their comeback ability. Right. I mean, they were down 10-11 at the end of the third quarter and won the fourth quarter big time, owned it at home against Jackson Center. Rushi now 5-0. Additional wins over St. Henry, 66-47. Fairlawn, 58-24. Minster, 62-29. And Houston, 63-27. Rushi, 15-10 a year ago. 7-5 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna, 9-15 a year ago. 5-7 in league play in the 21-22 campaign. Anna, so far this year, Chuck, 4-1. The four wins, solid victories over opponents that Anna did expect to beat. And they won soundly over New Knoxville, 58-22. Indian Lake, 70-55. Fairlawn, 62-23. And Houston, 55-42. Were doubled up on by Jackson Center, 60-30. So if you look at comparative scores, you'll say to yourself, well, Rushi is a prohibitive favorite here tonight. That's not how it works.
Not usually, no, especially not in this gym.
In this series, 22 meetings over the last 11 years. That's how long Nate Barhorst has been the head coach here at Anna. Spencer Cardonier, the head man at Rushi. But in those 22 contests, the home team has won only 13 times. So that's more than half. But it's no 75 or 80%.
No.
So you can kind of throw out the home court advantage.
Well,
and it's a 12-10 series in the last 22 in favor of Anna, almost a dead heat.
Well, I think that honestly in this league, and I've talked about it before,
right,
I'm not sure there's such a thing as a home court advantage. Because these crowds, you're going to fill your side of the gym no matter where you're going. You're just down the road. They're all neighbors. The only team that might have a little advantage is Loramie, and that's only because they play on the bigger court.
Right.
But, this league is just so strong, and there's no gimmies. You better be ready to play every night.
And if you took a head count based on attire, color, who knows? The road team might have as many blue jerseys worn in the stands as the home team has got green ones. Here tonight, not an overflow crowd. A few more here from Anna. Decent crowd, not fantastic, but a lot of Rushi blue down to her right, a lot of Anna green down to her left.
Yeah, it's a good crowd. JV game is now 55-53. They let the clock run out, but I think there's going to be like 0.3 or 2 seconds on there. Not 3 seconds.
Oops.
Point 0.3 seconds.
Yep, it's 55-53 in favor of Anna, but two. Anna was up double digits, I think, at 1 point early in the fourth quarter, late in the third. Rushi has narrowed it to two. Anna leads the JV game, 55-53. 0.3 to go. Rushi's got the ball. Is that right, Chuck?
No. Anna will have the ball, bringing it in on the baseline. So you've got to foul. You can't even let them throw the ball in. You got to foul them before they get it in. One of the things I used to love to do is get a big tight. I'd get a hold of the player that was across from me and fall backwards and pull him down on me. Sometimes it worked. With these two officials, that might work tonight.
I saw that happen about 30 years ago. A Bobby Knight coached Indiana team was able to do that at Wisconsin and snared victory from defeat in three overtimes, I think. They made up a 4-point swing on that play. Buffalo, the official who was screened. You
well,
see
I'll tell
it.
You what, you know what? They can't see it. You can get away with it.
Keys tonight to this game between Anna and Rushi. Brought to you by the Francis Schulze Company. Don't forget Francis Schulze, one of our great outstanding underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna's got to get off to a good start. The Rockets don't have the depth Rushi's got. Anna doesn't have the size Rushi's got. Anna's got to play its A game. Hope Rushi plays a B-minus game. And with the pep band firing up in the background, maybe that will give Anna an added boost.
Well, it might. I mean, Anna on their home floor with Nate Barhorst as their coach has a chance against every team that they play.
Yep, no doubt
and,
about it.
And tonight will not be any different. That 30-pointer to Jackson Center, I mean, that's not unexpected. And I think the next time around, yeah, that'll be a closer game, too.
No doubt. Last year, Rushi
ended a six-game losing string to Anna. Anna had beaten the Rougie Raiders six straight times. But as I said, over the last 22, it's a 12-10 series, very, very close. I'd like to remind you, from storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulte and Rushi offers that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. I think Anna wants a lower scoring game. I'm not sure anybody wants to try and run much with Rushi this year.
No, they're two things. They're deep and they're quick.
Yeah.
And that combination, and everybody can shoot the basketball from the perimeter. Everybody.
If Trey Heitkamp has got to have a really good game for Anna, so does Mason Carey, the two leading scorers, averaging 25 points between them. And how about this Rushi club? Keys for them, Braylon Cordonier, 12 points a game. Hayden Quinter, 11. Felix Francis, 9. Xavier Flippo, 8. Braden Monin, 7. Zane Chappie, 6. Ross Fissinger, 6. That is a capital B for balance.
Well, you walk out there and you come to practice and you go, who do we want to guard? Who do we want to shut down? And like I said, everybody can score. You're right. If Anna gets a good start to the game, then they have a shot in this thing. If they get down early, it could be Katie bar the door.
Yeah, Rushi scoring 60 points a game, giving up only 33.
Wow.
Those are fine stats. I know it's early in the season, but it's hard to beat those numbers. Key building components for the Rushi Raiders for sure. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We'll take about a 3-minute break, then return. It's Rushi Anna here at the Rockets Gym tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi unbeaten, 5-0, Anna 4-1. Big SCAL boys tilt. I'm Jack along with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving into the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, SCORES. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And we welcome you back here to the Anna Gym. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Upcoming schedule for these two teams. The Anna Rockets have got a date with Minster on the road tomorrow. Meanwhile, Rushi has a home game with Troy Christian tomorrow night. Interesting contest. Troy Christian, I think, is going to be in the mix for maybe a third or fourth seed if the pick was sectional.
They got everybody back. They had one senior last year.
Right.
And they're a good basketball team. That'd be a heck of a game.
1 week from tonight, Friday, December 23rd, Rushi entertains Botkins. We'll cover that game here on ScoresBroadcast.com. And don't forget, tomorrow, a doubleheader from Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie Versailles Girls. Airtime, about 12:55. Tomorrow night, Fort Loramie Versailles Boys. Airtime, 6:55 p.m. tomorrow night. And next Tuesday, very likely, Covington at Lehman Catholic Boys here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Followed by a very good girls game on Wednesday night, Sydney Yellow Jackets on the road at Tip.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. We haven't seen Lehman. We haven't been to Lehman in a few years. I always enjoy going into that gym. And then, yeah, Sydney girls, I'm looking forward to seeing them again. We saw them lose their opener against Rushi, but they're a talented basketball team. Looking forward to seeing them again.
You know, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business is Barker Insurance. It's earned a stellar reputation, second to none, for many years. Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Thanks to these folks in Rushi on the air with us tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, new address, 575 East Main in Rushi. Also like to remind you about Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Nick Fullenkamp, a big Rushi fan, runs Custom Foam. He says hello to everyone. Thanks to Custom Foam Products here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, other Ohio cities and six states. The associates at Precision Strip do the exceptional. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. And Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts in Anna. Make your life easy at home or at the campground with a street-legal golf cart from Brunson. And don't forget Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorioushealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine at Victorious Health. We'll return in a couple minutes with more pregame starting lineups around the corner. Rushi boys on the road at Anna here tonight. 5-0 Rushi, 4-1 Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at the Anna Gym on scoresbroadcast.com. I'd like to make a note for you. This evening's game is not being carried by the local radio station. At this time, the local radio station, which carried high school basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com the last 2 years, it is not carrying hoops this season, was on the air with us for football. Yep. These two clubs, Chuck, over the years, Anna, Rushi, high-scoring games. Not a lot of 38-35, 42-38 contests. I look down through the scores. And Anna scored 82 a few years ago. Rushi won a game with 71 several seasons back. One, two, three overtime tilts. Nine games, 8 points or less in the last 22. Even Steven series. I bet if I total up all the points, better yet, maybe all the field goals scored by the two teams in the last decade plus, pretty darn close, I would imagine. Very even series. Anna did dominate from 18-19, 19-20 to 20-21. They split last year. Anna won the first time, make it seven straight. Rushi won the second meeting at Rushi by a score of 63-45. It's often a game of momentum swings. Whoever starts the game better, finishes the game better, it just about always wins this rivalry. And is it ever key for Anna to get off to a good beginning tonight?
Well, they need to. And Rushi will be very disappointed if they don't walk out of here with a double-digit win. But Anna is going to have something to say about that. Really well coached. Both teams really well coached. And they're not going to roll over, that's for sure.
Nate Varhorst, year number 12, mentor at Anna. Spencer Cordon, you're a fixture with the Rushi basketball program for numerous seasons. He's at the helm of the Raiders boys program. More fans filing in. Should be an exciting game. We've got the opening tip coming up in just a few minutes. This Rushi team, Chuck, so much firepower. Depth is a key word. Interestingly enough, as I was sharing with you about an hour ago, the configuration for district winners in boys and girls basketball and where they go for regional play around the state has been released. It's now known. And in girls Division IV, the Wapakoneta district winner will feed the girls D4 Southwest region. In boys D4, the Wapakoneta district winner stays in the northwestern part of the state. Right. And I'm thinking long term now. I know fans, coaches, players don't like us to do it, but you know, Marion Local could be a favorite in boys to come out of Wapak. Marion Local could be a favorite in girls to come out of Wapak. And like I said, the girls Wapak winner would feed the Vandalia Regional, Southwest Region, in boys. The Wapak winner stays up in the Northwest Region and does not come to Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. That opens things up for the Shelby County Athletic League.
Yeah, it does. And I mean, Marion Local, I've seen their girls play. I have seen Tri-Village play. It's going to take a heck of an effort to beat those young ladies to keep them from going to Dayton. It's hard not to say Columbus, going to Dayton.
You would be forgiven if you said Columbus.
That's they go to Columbus, they're not in the tournament, so that won't be that much fun for them.
Starting lineups upcoming. National anthem next. We'll return in a few minutes. It is Rushi Anna here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan in Sydney. A big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices are rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, plus dining room sets and bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Goffney, family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. on West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Starting lineups, Anna Rockets, the five, being introduced at the moment. Trey Heitkamp, suffering from an illness, may not be in the starting five. He has been the number two scorer on the year at 12.4, 6'1 junior. Opening quintet, Carter Siegel, wing player, 6'2 senior, 6 points a game. Mason Carey, 6'1 junior, another wing, 13 a game. Drew Dosek in the opening five, 6 foot senior, 8 a game. Derek Madden, 6'3 junior, and Hayden Hilskamp at a power forward spot, a 6'2 senior, averaging 4 points per game. For the Rushi Raiders, Zane Chappie, guard, 5'10 senior, 6 a game. Hayden Quinter, 6'1 guard, averaging 11 per contest. To Braden Monin, a 6'2 junior guard, 7 a game for Braden. Braylon Bourdonnier, 6'3, sophomore forward, leads the team in scoring at 12. Quinter, as I mentioned, is at 11. And Xavier Flippo, 8 points a game, is a 6 foot senior wingman. Opening five for both clubs. Anna wins the tip. Rockets in the white with green numerals, green trim down the sides of the shorts. Opening play, good drive to the basket by Drew Dosek of Anna. And he ducks under, fakes, and draws a two-shot foul right out of the chute for the home team, the green and white. Rushi, the road blue. Gold Rushi across the chest, gold numerals. Gold piping down the sides of the shorts. Little festive color activity here at the Anna Gym. A lot of blue and green. First free throw, Drew Dosek hits the front rim, backboard, and drops in. Dosek, 6 foot senior, misses the second. Off the iron, the glass, rebound down to Flippo for Rushi. Here come the Raiders, opening 15 seconds of the game. Top of the circle. It is Flippo on the bounce. Picks up his dribble, the elbow on the left. Gives it up to Quinter straight away. Quinter hangs on, slides down the right side of the lane, doesn't shoot. Hits a cutter, diving through the paint area. Caught by Monin, and he scores.
That was lucky because he left his feet, had no place to go with it, and happened to find Monin coming down the lane.
And Hayden Quinter gets a big capital
assist.
Yep, a big capital A by his name. That was well done. He improvised in midair. 2-1, Rushi leads it. We played a minute. Ball thrown foul line to Hayden Hilskamp on the arc to Dosek. Dosek gives it up 20 feet away to Derek Madden. Madden out back to Carter Siegel. Ball thrown down low, punched away by Rushi. Loose ball baseline left. Dosek's got it. Errant bounce pass across the key, picked off by Rushi. Forecourt left, it's Flippo. 2-1 Raiders. We played a minute 20. Chappie on the weave to Cordonier. Deep left corner jumper is on the money. Oh, Zane Chappie let one fly from downtown. All nylon right through the ropes.
Zane usually has really good first halves and then he kind of disappears. They really need him to pick up and play four quarters offensively.
5-1 Raiders. Nearly 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. Anna looking for his first field goal. Dosek, a lot of dribbling on the arc. Hands off to a teammate, Carter Siegel, and he buries a triple. Long distance shot by Siegel to match the one from Chappie. And it's 5-4, Rushi by a point. Under six to play, opening period. Foul line, Braylon Cordonier. Works on Hayden Hilskamp. Little runner, baseline right, 7-footer short. It comes down to Anna's Dosek. He barges up across the center line. Gives it up, gets it back. Straight away, Madden. Right flank, Dosek in the middle of Hilskamp. Goes to work on Flippo. 5-footer, skids off the rim, no good. Rebound in the lane. Scrum for it. Tug of war, foul called. Reach in, Anna. It's common. And the Raiders will bring it down, leading 5-4. 5.5 to go, opening quarter.
Yeah, that was a nice move by Hilskamp. Just couldn't get it to drop.
Walking it up the floor for Rushi is Chappie. He is picked up on the play by Dosek. Weave for the Raiders. It's Monin down the right side of the lane. A lot of contact. Offensive foul, Chuck.
A good call.
Yep.
He leaned into him, knocked him back.
He flipped the shot up on the run. Did it go in?
Yeah, the shot went in.
Wow. Took away a big goal by Monin. Offensive foul. And that was a good choice by the referee.
Yep, and I watched the JV game, and I don't think I said good call the entire evening.
5-4. Rushi in the lead. 5:14 to go here in the first quarter. Diving below the foul line for the Anna Rockets is Mason Carey. His 10-footer way short of the mark. Rebound down to Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Cross-court pass to Flippo in the left corner. Gives it up out back to the driver's shaft. He's caught in the paint. He gets out of trouble. Goes to Quinter. Right corner. Now the short corner of the baseline. Falls down back to the basket. Regains his balance. And Rushi reworks it. Ball reversed, left corner to Flippo, starts to drive, defensive foul against Anna, which is playing very sticky defense.
They need to. That's it. They're playing man-to-man just like they need to, and that was, he was about a half a step from taking the charge that time.
Here comes Trey Heitkamp on the floor, 6'1 junior for Anna, who's been ill. Rushi throws it inbounds from below the rim. It's caught in the lane, and Felix Francis, who stands about 6'5, came in off the bench during that break, went up and snared the pass, flipped it toward the rim in the same motion in which he caught it and attracted a two-shot foul. His free throw is in and out. Well, this gives you an idea of Rushi's depth and length off the bench. This young man, Felix Francis, has grown about 4 or 5 inches in the last year. He's had a 19.12 rebound game already. It was against St. Henry on the first Saturday night of the season. His second free throw rolled in. 6-4 Rushi. 4:29 to go, first quarter. Anna attacking down to our right. Ball goes to Mason Carey. He reverses it to Heitkamp. Down near side to Dosik. Sticky man-to-man by Rushi, Chuck.
Yep, made it the same both directions.
Here's Uelskamp fighting for a loose ball. Gets it at the top of the circle. Steps inside the arc. Chucks up a long two-pointer. It is dancing off the rim, no good. Rushi's got the rebound. Quickly down the floor to Brendan Cardagna. Flips it to Shappy near midcourt, and he goes over and back. Shappy saves it all the way down at the other end. Whistle blows on his touch. It will be Anna's ball below the Anna goal.
Yeah, he might have not wanted to do that because now they're taking it out for an under-the-basket inbounds play instead of on the side.
Yeah, but otherwise it might have been, what, mid-court side?
Yeah, I would have been at mid-court,
right. 3:56 to go, first quarter. Rushi 6, Anna 4. Ball thrown to a cutter in the lane is Mason Carey. He hits a second cutter. Uelskamp forces one up in traffic. No good. Rebound Raiders. Foul. Anna over the shoulder. 3:47 left, opening period. Tight defense being played. 6-4 in favor of Rushi. Well, what have we had, Chuck? 3 field goals so far?
Yes.
Foul line extended left. It's Francis. Dropped it off to Shappy, 25 feet away. Here's an overplay by Uelskamp. He steals. A run out by Hayden Uelskamp. Driving layup. Left hand. No good. Little too much ump on it. It spun off the iron. Rebound tipped out by Rushi. Anna will throw in Mason Carey. Baseline right. Changes for Rushi. Flippo out. Braden Monin back in. Ball thrown to a cutter, diving through the paint area, catching it, but making steps is Trey Heitkamp. Good defense by Rushi. Yep. They put the sandwich on Trey. Nowhere to go. Vince Borchers in, 6'1 sophomore for Rushi. Very active player, solid defensively, offensively. 3:18 to go, first quarter. Borchers has it outside the arc, goes straight away to Quinter, back to Borchers. They rotate right wing to Cordonier. Look out, three-pointer, good! Braylon Cordonier hits it behind the arc, swished it. And it's 9-4 in favor of the Raiders, 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. Here's Anna's carry, driving into the lane, bounce pass, baseline left to Uelskamp. Gives it up on the arc to a teammate. It is Carter Siegel. Ball rotated out back to Drew Dosik. Dosik spin move, got away with a walk, no call, pivoted, missed a 10-footer, rebound to Rushi. Rushi off and running. Right down the lane area goes Borchers. Stops below the stripe. On the arc to Braylon Cordonnier again. Three-point land. Got it again. Braylon Cordonnier. Two bombs in a row. Swished. All net. And Rushi's Cordonnier sparks the Raiders to a 12-4 lead late in the first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Four convenient Osgood Bank locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Well, after the Rockets timeout, Chuck, it doesn't fare well for Anna, which commits a turnover at midcourt.
Well, Rushi came out in a full court press, and he picked the basketball up right at the midcourt line, and when he stepped back, he touched it. That's the over and back.
Yep. Rushi possession up by eight, just over two to play in the first quarter. Borchers out high, lobs down inside to Quinter, a catch, a layup, good by Quinter, and a foul on Anna. Good two-man game. Quinter got position low in the left, and this young man, Hayden Quinter, Chuck, plays taller and stronger than 6'2", doesn't he?
Yeah, that kid is just a heck of an athlete.
Free throw, front rim, back rim, front rim, and off. No good. Rebound down to Anna. Here come the Rockets. Mason Carey sprints into the paint. He's hacked from behind as he scores the leaner. Count the basket, plus one. 14-6, Rushi. 2:06 to go, first quarter. Three-point play chance for Mason Carey. Good-looking penetration by him. Delivered the shot. Shocked a little bit, Chuck. He survived the contact and got the ball to go in.
Yeah, he did. Cordonnier tried to take the charge, but he was too far under the basket. That was a good call by the official.
Mason Carey's free throw, a little too much strength on it. Rebound down to Rushi. 2 minutes even to go here in the first. Midcourt, Borchers coming out to catch. Francis foul line. Spin move in the lane. Pivots. He's in there forever. Still in there forever.
Still hadn't left.
Oh, my goodness. Finally out. He was in there 7 seconds. Fadeaway foul line. Jump shot. Quinter. He bangs it in. Good-looking jumper, but Quinter, 16-6. Rushi in the lead. That call just simply is not made anymore, Chuck.
Very rarely.
3 seconds in the lane. As Rushi was camped in the paint, last trip down. Here's a driving shot down below the basket by Dosik. Cluster of players, no good. Rebound Rushi. Rushi tries to go back door to Quinter. And knocked away by Anna. Scrum forward on the floor, ruled a jump, held ball. Raiders possession, 1:18 to go in the first. Rushi 16, Anna 6.
Good job by Quinter just to turn that into a held ball because that pass got him in a lot of trouble.
Baseline left, ball lobbed in by Francis to Quinter out near the Anna Rockets logo. Quinter gives it up on the play to Zane Chappie. He goes baseline left, good defense by Anna, and the good D caused a mistake. Chappie was on the end line. A lot of credit on the play to Carter Siegel. He stymied him. Pressure in backcourt by Rushi. Anna brings it down. And the person, Trey Heitkamp. Heitkamp goes 45 feet, walk, knocked away by Rushi. Loose ball picked up by Anna. thrown on the arc to Mason Carey. Elbow on the left. Leans in against Francis. Shot blocked by him and Cordonnier. Ball in the left corner. Tie-up occurs. Held ball. We'll keep it down here at this end with Anna. 52 ticks to go in the first quarter.
Very physical game, and the JV game was a very physical game.
Ball entered by Anna. Baseline left. Here's a 15-foot short corner jump shot. Good by Drew Dosek.
Dosek, yep.
40 seconds to go in the first. 16-8 Rushi. Here is a drive by Monin. Ball knocked away momentarily by Mason Carey of Anna. Rushi gets it back. High right. Here's a drive toward the rim by Monin. High off the glass. Caught the iron. No good. Rebound down to Anna. 4-on-3 break in traffic. Intercepted by Rushi. 18 seconds to go in the first. 16-8 Raiders, who will play 4-1. Chappie midcourt gets a high screen, takes the long 28-footer.
Wow.
And knocks it down with 4 seconds to go in the first quarter. That shot by Chappie was every bit as high as it was long. Here's a midcourt heave off the backboard by Dosek, and the quarter closes. That triple by Chappie lifting Rushi to a 19-8 advantage after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Here we go. Quarter number two at Anna. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Doubleheader for you tomorrow from Fort Loramie. Girls game, airtime, 12:55, Fort Loramie Versailles. Boys game, 6:55 tomorrow evening. Same two schools. Go at it. Rushi's got the ball, up 19-8, early second quarter action, and Quinter catches a pass, high right, and he is decked. Fouled on the play, hard foul committed by Carter Siegel, ball out of bounds to Rushi. 16 fouls on Anna, meaning Rushi is in the bonus from here on.
That was the second foul on Carter.
Ball inbounded, baseline right to Flippo for the Rushi Raiders. Flips it on the arc to a teammate. Dribble drive in the lane. Ball was thrown from Cordonnier to Flippo. Ball dished off to Chappie in the left corner. He circles the iron on a three-pointer. It spun around like a top came off. Rushi got the rebound. Head coach Spencer Cordonnier wants a timeout. We'll keep it right here. With the score 19-8, Rushi in the lead. Less than a minute gone here in quarter number two. I'd like to tell you all about Burke Petroleum, located in Minster. Put Burke to work. One of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Burke Petroleum in Minster. Glad to have these folks on board with us. Now in the propane business is Burke Petroleum. Thanks to Burke Petroleum in Minster, one of our fine new underwriting sponsors, along with the Anna Market. An extensive word about the Anna Market coming up for you shortly. Ball inbounded by the Rushi Raiders from below the rim. It's caught out high by Felix Francis. He darts into the lane, hits Cordonnier, foul line, jumping, shooting, short off the front of the ring. Good rebound by Flippo. Right back to the three-point shooter, it's Monin. It hits the rim, backboard, ricochets into the corner. Taken down by Anna. Here comes Mason Carey. Up the floor, gives it up, gets it back. 1 minute gone, second quarter. 19-8 Rushi. Gary dribbling, finds an opening at the foul line, doesn't shoot. Hands it off to Drew Dosik. Dosik manages to squirm around the taller Francis in the lane area and cleverly draws a two-shot foul. That's the kind of thing Anna's got to do more of in this game, Chuck.
Yeah, well, he did a nice job of getting into the lane, and Shappy stuck a hand out. If he hadn't fouled him, he's getting ready to shoot a layup, so at least he's making him shoot two from the free throw line.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum, B-U-R-K-E, now serves all your propane needs. Burke Petroleum in Minster. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. Two made free throws by Anna, then a short shot missed on the play by Rushi. Anna comes down the floor, punched away from behind by the Raiders, who get it back. It's Flippo dealing to the trailer for Donner. Back to Flippo. He chucks up a triple off the rim, no good. Long rebound, Shappy. He fires up a three. It missed. Weak side rebound and a foul against the Raiders. It's common. Francis picks it up. 19-10 in the lead. Rushi, 6:05 to go here in the second quarter. That's Burke Petroleum in Minster, 315 West 1st Street. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 1-800-776-3097. 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all of your energy needs. And a possession. A three-pointer here would cut it to six. Knifing through the top of the circle goes Drew Dosik. He's crowded and fouled. That's common still. Both teams now in the bonus for the final 5:45 of quarter number two. 19-10, Raiders lead it. First appearance of this game, I think, for Ross Fissinger in, 5'11 guard for the Raiders. And he picks up Evan Myers, is on the court for Anna now, 6'1 soft. Myers in the right corner, dealt it to Mason Carey. Hit the elbow in the right, awkward 14-footer, hit the flange, rebound down to Rushi. Shappy to midcourt. Rushi up nine. Shappy shake and bake move, spins down the lane, left it short, no good. Loose ball rebound, scarfed up on the play by Anna. Mason Carey drives on the left side of the floor. Hangs out in the corner now. And the ball is ripped away. Great steal. Nice effort on the play by the Rushi Raiders, Vince Borchers. And then he dashed 60 feet down the court and drew a two-shot foul. Splendid play by Borchers. He earns two at the stripe. With Rushi up 9, 19-10, 5:07 to go here in the second quarter at the Anna Gym. Shot by Borchers. Got it. Two free throws coming. Second one in a matter of a few seconds here. Next time out, we'll tell you all about the Anna Market. If you're looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home, yep, the Anna Market is at your service. Both foul shots by Vince Borchers, spot on. 21-10. Raiders in the lead. That matches Rushi's biggest advantage. Anna tries to go high-low. Trey Heitkamp for Yuleskamp. Down inside, ball deflected off the glass, and Rushi's got it. Rushi to midcourt. It is Borchers on the bounce. Weave to Braylon Cordonier. Driving from 35 feet away into the lane. Pitches back out on the arc. Travel by Rushi was missed. Three-pointer high left by Borchers. It circled the iron and spun away. Rebound Anna. Guarding down the floor is Myers. Gives it up out back to Dosik. Oh, Dosik, herky-jerky shot in the lane, up and under, off to the left, no good.
It was either that or get it knocked down his throat.
Right. Rushi quickly up ahead to Fissinger. Deep left corner, jammed out of bounds by Anna. 4:19 to go, second quarter, 21-10 in favor of Rushi. Baseline left, who's the playmaker? It's going to be Borchers for Rushi. Anna's Carter Pogue, 5'7 junior in, giving Dosik a respite. Ball inbounded to Quinter. Hits the cutter, Borchers. Doesn't shoot from 10, makes the extra pass, and it rolls past Braylon Cordonier. Anna's got it. Rockets quickly down the floor. On the arc, Mason Carey. Near side throw, Trey Heitkamp. He's double, good hedge by Rushi, which pops the ball in the air and steals. Nice play by the Raiders. 21-10, Rushi. 3:50 left in the second quarter. Rushi Raiders, very good offensive club. Rushi's been stifling on defense in this game. Long three, right flank, Quinter, hard, hit the rim, high off the glass. Ball fell into the arms of Myers for Anna. 10 points for the Rockets, and we played better than 12 minutes. Rushi's defense has been superb. Here's Hayden Yuleskamp. Double team is coming. Ball on the floor. Might be another held ball. It is. And Anna will have it at this end. What's the best word for Rushi's defense, Chuck? Feisty?
Yeah, but they claw at everything, and Anna's playing really good defense too, so yep. It's just they got a few more scores than the Rockets do.
Only 31 points between the two clubs in better than 12 minutes. It's been defense with a capital D so far. Ball lobbed into Mason Carey, cross court, baseline right, fadeaway jumper from 13, bouncing no good. Weak side stick back by Trey Heitkamp. It's short, and Rushi's got the board. Borchers up and over the timeline. Veers off to the left. Gives it to Quinter. Popping out to catch is Francis. Now Flippo. Flippo 25 feet away. Picked up by Pogue. 2:50 left, second quarter. 21-10. That's the first Anna Rushi football score ever. 21-10. We got a scrum for a loose ball, top of the circle.
Timeout.
Before that, Rushi gets a timeout as Anna's defense had halted the Raiders momentarily.
Our game Tuesday night, we were out of that gym at 8:30.
Isn't that something?
There was the JV game was real quick, and the varsity game, just not a lot of fouls called.
I was out in Phoenix, and that was 6:30 Phoenix time.
Yeah, it was. There you go.
And they're on mountain time for a little while now, till early March, about 5 months out of the year. They are not on West Coast time.
They've never gone with the daylight savings time.
Right. 11-point lead Raiders, just under three to play in the second quarter. A cutaway styling salon is at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. I tell you what, all of the posts, all of the interactive comments on the web, Facebook, words and phrases and sentences about Cutaway, so extremely positive. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, 40 years doing business, giving you your very best do. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Stylist, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway. Come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street, right across from Brookins. And tell Cutaway you heard about Cutaway Styling Salon here on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi with a miss. And a player, Drew Dosik, carved out space in the lane, was fouled, and shoots two at the stripe.
Well, and Anna has to feel good about the fact they're down 10 because they haven't scored a basket in the second quarter.
My, oh, my. First free throw, Dosik swished. Second one, perfect. 21-12. Rushi had been 9. Anna's defense has been responsible for holding Rushi to 21. Raiders averaging 60 per game on the year. 2 minutes left, second quarter. Raiders ahead by 9. Top of the circle, Francis. Near wing to Borchers. Borchers left open. He hoists up a three. It lipped the rim, no good. Long rebound, Anna. Myers dribbles down the floor, driving, hooks it up and in!
Wow.
And he's fouled. Heck of a play by Evan Myers.
My goodness.
Of the Anna Rockets. I don't know if you'd even try that in horse. On the basket, on the garage door, Chuck.
I'll tell you, 6'1 sophomore, and that was a, he's not a big looking strong kid, but that was a strong shot right there.
Fouled in the act of scoring to make it a 21-14 game, and he cans the free throw to make it 21-15. Heck of a play by Evan Meyer, 6-point contest, minute 53 to go second quarter. If you would have told Nate Barhorst before the game, you'd have only, what, 4 field goals through the first, 14, 15 minutes, and you're down to just 6.
He would say,
I'll take it.
Absolutely. Rushi has not scored a basket in this quarter either.
Quinter missed a 3, way short from 24 feet. Quickly down the floor, Myers hemmed in baseline right, doubled up and fouled by Borchers, who wrapped him up and got too much of the shoulders. And it's 1-1 time. Towing the stripe again is young sophomore Evan Myers, 6 feet, an inch tall. Came up with a big 3-point play a moment ago. He's at the stripe here for 2. Trying to make it a 4-point tilt. First shot, lipped the rim, came out to the left. Good strong rebound by Heitkamp. Heitkamp in the paint, blocked by Francis. Good cram by the 6'5 Francis, and Rushi's got the ball. Minute 20 left to go here in the second. Dribbling out high toward Donner, bounces on the floor, falls to the deck right on his keister. One referee says traveling. The other official merges with the man in stripes across the floor, and they talk it over.
Well, the only thing he could have under the basket is a foul. Yeah, I think that was a good call. I think Cordonier got bumped, but the official closest to it called the travel. The guy under the basket could not overrule that.
Chuck, you're right on, as usual. Tough break for Brilliant Cordonier. He just took a spill on a damp perspiration spot on the floor.
Yeah, he got bumped, but the official didn't see it.
Evan Meyer scoots down the lane for Anna. Oh, there's a cluster of players about 4 feet from the rim. Offensive foul on Myers of Anna. A minute 8 to go in the second quarter. Rushi's lead is 6. And as you said, Chuck, what, not one field goal for Anna.
Two free throws in the second quarter for the Raiders.
It was 19-8, Rushi after 1. 58 seconds to go here in quarter number 2, and it's 21-15. There's a long cross-court pass, wide open, Flippo. Good assist by Chappie.
Nice play that time. Good job with a back screen. Over and back.
Chappie pitched a spiral 25 feet down low to Flippo, and then Anna at midcourt is cornered, and Dosik steps into the backcourt. That's a violation.
You can't pick the ball up right over midcourt. That's like another defender.
Exactly. 38 seconds to go, second quarter, 23-15. Rushi, which goes back door for Diner to Quinter. It's muffed, but Rushi gets the loose ball. Chappie to the lane, handoff to Francis. Francis across the lower part of the paint. Left-handed runner, no. Long rebound, Rushi still got it. Flippo, baseline right, back to the basket, Quinter. On the arc, it goes to Chappie, and a reset by head coach Spencer Cordonier. 11 ticks on the clock, late second quarter, 8-point lead, Rushi. Raiders go high-low, ball thrown by Chappie from out near the center circle, down inside for Cordonier. Somebody put the squeeze on him, fouled him before he could get to the pass, and he's got the 1-1. With 5.9 to go in quarter number 2.
Well, they had that set up perfectly, and he did a good job. He either had to grab him or it was going to be a dunk.
Free throw, Cordonier is all net. 24-15, 9-point cushion for Rushi. Raylan Cordonier has been sharp at the stripe so far in this game. Second one by him, dips the knees, up and in again. All nylon on free throws by Cordonier tonight. He's hit four in succession. 10-point lead, Rushi. Anna will bring it down the floor. Again, four foul shots for Rushi in this period, not a made basket.
Yeah, they did have, Flippo had a basket.
I'm sorry, Flippo did have the 1 2-pointer, four free throws, and a field goal for six. 4 seconds left. Anna hustling to midcourt. Myers throws it up off the glass. No good. Rebound in the lane. Yes! Trey Heitkamp beat the buzzer with an 8-foot stick back. An alert play by Trey. Shot by Anna. Very nicely for the Rockets. Garamed off the glass right into the hands of Heitkamp below the foul line. And he dropped it home. Rushi's lead is 8 points here at the half. Anna Rockets probably very happy with that. Standout defensive play by Anna, keeping the Rockets in the game. Rushi did have a very strong 19-point first quarter, but the lead is down to 8 here at the half after Rushi bolted on top by 11 following the first 8 minutes. First two quarters in the books here at Anna. Rushi Raiders 25, Anna Rockets 17. And we will keep it right here for just a moment and tell you all about the Anna Market located in Anna. As you would expect, the bright signage out in front of the Anna Market talks about hometown pride. If you're looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home, well, the Anna Market's at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer you an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine at home, make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best, like you, the Anna Market. Make it extraordinary. We've completed two quarters. Anna trails Rushi at halftime, 25-17. Our halftime report in a couple of minutes here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
We welcome you back here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Anna Pep Band in the background. Anna down 8 to Rushi. 25-17, Raiders lead it. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection. And also brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. I bet you didn't know Schnipple is building excellence like Marriott's and Holiday Inn's. Nice. Halftime report, Chuck.
Well, surprisingly, Anna has a 17-15 rebound advantage. And that, I mean, those kids are playing hard. They have a 6-4 offensive rebounding advantage also. They did turn the ball over 10 times. Rushi turned it over 6. The Raiders went to the free throw line 7 times, made 5. Anna went 9 times, made 6. Not a lot of baskets in that second quarter. Anna led by Drew Dosick was 7, and then they got 3 from Siegel, 3 from Evan Myers, 2 each from Carey and Heitkamp. They scored 8 and 9, 17 for the first half. On the other side, Cordonier has 8 for the Raiders, and then you have 6 from Zane Chappie on a couple of threes in the first quarter. They got 4 out of Quinter, and then 2 from Monin, 2 from Borchers, 2 from Flippo, and a free throw from Francis. They scored 19 and only 6 in the second quarter for 25.
Now, these two teams combined for over 100 points in both games a year ago here at Anna and at Rushi. Not going to happen tonight. The defense has been superior for both teams.
Both teams play really good defense. I'm impressed with Anna. They are not a real big basketball team, but boy, are they scrappy. And that was a good first half. When they gave up 19 in the first quarter, down 11, could have just had a floodgate. The Rockets held their own and cut the lead down to 8 at the half.
And held Rushi to probably 1 for 11 or 12,
yeah.
Something like that. 10% shooting by Rushi in the second quarter because Anna played defensively so very well. 4 minutes away from the start of our second half, our halftime report. Brought to you by Schnipple Construction and American Architectural Glass. 25-17 lead for the Raiders over the Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way in raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial
commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
It is 25-17 in favor of Rushi over Anna. We start the third quarter momentarily here on scoresbroadcast.com. We are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. Known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. You can be sure you will always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Myers in Botkins. Good play into the post. Setting up down in there 8 feet from the ring is Aiden Quinter. Catches, shoots, and scores. And Rushi's off to a good beginning here in the third quarter, leading by 10. Anna, forecourt to our left. It's Mason Carey. Goes to Hulskamp at the foul line. And it is tipped away. Stolen by Rushi. Angling down the floor goes Flippo. Flippo kisses one in off the window, and it's a defensive foul against Anna. 3-point play chance for Xavier Flippo of the Raiders, who come out firing on all cylinders here in the first 40 seconds of the third quarter.
The Rockets can't afford to lose touch.
Exactly. Flippo, 3-point play chance. He converts at the stripe. He's got it. And the 8-point halftime lead for Rushi swells to 13 right away.
Well, in less than a minute, they scored 1 point less than they did the entire second quarter. So.
Yeah, you can bet Spencer Cordonier will be pointing that out in practice this week.
Yeah, a little chat with him at halftime, I'm sure.
Hey guys, how did we do that? Here is Anna passing below the rim. Good catch by Drew Dosick in a lot of traffic. Missed it, no good. Great follow by Heitkamp. Tried to shoot one up, deflected out of bounds by Rushi. Boy, the Anna Rockets and Rushi Raiders playing so hard at both ends of the floor.
Yeah, defense is outstanding, and then the Rockets, you got to give them credit. Boy, they are just battling.
Mason Carey threw it in, got it back. Too much dribbling. Quinter comes in for the backside and causes a tie-up. Held ball. Anna will throw it in. A minute 10 gone here in the third. 30-17 in favor of Rushi, which has netted the first 5 points of the second half. Ball inbounded to Trey Heitkamp. Heitkamp goes to the elbow on the left. 16-footer. No good off the back of the iron. And Rushi snares the board. Up the floor to Shappy. Shappy picked up by Drew Dosick. High right. It's Braylon Cordonier. They fire it cross court to Braden Monin. Back to Cordonier, top of the key. Goes to the foul line. Spins in the lane. No shot. Gives it up out back to Monin. They clear out for Braden. Here's a drive from the left wing. A little too much muscle on it. Rebound down to Mason Carey of Anna. 6:14 to go, third quarter. Baseline left. Mason Carey. Short corner jumper. He hits it. Mason Carey knocks it in. 30-19, Rushi. 2 minutes gone in the third. Twisting and turning as Quinter dumps it behind him to Shappy. Left side of the floor. Slices toward the foul line. Dumps it down baseline right to Cordonier. To Quinter. Into the post to Flippo. Going to work. Back to the basket. Turnaround fadeaway from 10. Hit every inch of the rim. And kerplunk, it fell through.
I didn't think that had a chance because he couldn't really follow through. That was a nice shot.
Well done by Xavier Flippo. Feather-like touch. 32-19 in favor of Rushi. 5.5 to go. Third quarter. Good feed down inside for Hayden Hulskamp. Great delivery by Siegel. Fine assist. Hulskamp on the conclusion of the play. He gets the two-pointer. 32-21. 11-point spread for the Raiders. Just over five to play third quarter. Quinter, left corner, Braden Monin. Short corner, back to the basket. Flippo, right back to Braden in the corner, right back into Flippo. He pivots in the paint area, hits again. Xavier Flippo, boy, he's strong.
Got a 9-point quarter going, or I'm sorry, a 7-point quarter going.
He plays a little bit bigger than his height, that's for sure. Listed at just 6 feet. But he uses every inch of his body wisely. Outstanding third quarter for Xavier Flippo. The lead 13 for the Raiders. That's the biggest of this game. 34-21, 4:48 to go here in quarter number three. We were talking a moment ago about Meyer's Tavern in Botkins. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are fantastic. Terrific strip loin steak dinners at night. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger at Meyer's Tavern in Botkins. Phone ahead, 937-693-8271. Oh, look at that, Drew Dosick going to work. Nifty drive by Dosick of Anna down the left side of the lane. Flipped it up and in. Lead 11 for Rushi. Felix Francis to Shappy. Shappy barrels down the paint area. Missed it. No good. Rebound far corner. Shappy saves. On top to Cordonier. Open look. Three-pointer. 22 feet. Not good. Over the back. Foul against Francis on the rebound.
Yep. That was great hustle that time. Just couldn't get the shot to drop.
34-23. Rushi. 4:12 to go. Third quarter. Anna inbounding. Token pressure by the Raiders. That's Myers Tavern, 937-693-8271. Myers in Botkins. Place your carryout order from Myers, 303 North Main. We bet you won't find better. Myers Tavern in Botkins. Oh, look at that feed. In the paint area, doubled up was Drew Dosick somehow or other. He found teammate Trey Heitkamp in a cluster of players. Two blue jerseys had him pinned, but Dosick virtually rolled the ball to him below the basket. Heitkamp was fouled. He is at the stripe for two. The first one is shy of the mark. No good. 34-23. Anna down 11. Rockets cannot afford to see this deficit increase by too many more points. Got to be within touch. Maybe under 10 before the fourth quarter rings true. Lead is 11. Heitkamp is errant on both foul shots, and Rushi's got the rebound. Borchers down to Quinter at the foul stripe. Herky-jerky move in the lane. Fadeaway 10-footer hits it.
Woo!
Over the top of Heitkamp. Well done by Quinter. 13-point lead, Raiders. That's the biggest. Here is Anna playing out of the double team. Ball thrown left baseline. Now reversed to the far corner. Here's a driving shot by Drew Dosick. It is no good. Good defense by Rushi. As Dosick missed it badly, Raiders gobbled up the rebound. 3 minutes to go in the third. Felix Francis off balance in the lane. Missed it. Hit the rim. Ricocheted into the corner. Picked up a Mason Carey. Look at him bolt the other way. Got it for two. Mason Carey on a run out. He scooped up the loose ball. Anna gets a timeout after the field goal. 36-25. Rushi, three to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Hey, are you looking for work? Well, you better let Sphereon go to work for you. Sphereon, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N. Sphereon, a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Sphereon is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour, GED not required. Sphereon's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including one on Ohio Avenue in Sydney, an office in Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay, to name a few. Go to applyohio.com. Register today. Applyohio.com. Sphereon. Let Sphereon go to work for you. It works. 2:43 to go, third quarter. Rushi 36, Anna 25. Hayden Quinter, top of the circle, twisting and turning into the lane, out of control, a lot of contact. It is an offensive foul on Quinter.
That was a correct call.
Beautifully officiated game tonight. Might have been maybe a couple travels missed in the first half. That's about it. Under 2.5 left in the third. Couple key possessions coming up here for Anna. Don't want to lose any more touch with Rushi than 11. It's been as much as 13. On the arc, Mason Carey. Carey sprints in from the left corner. A high arching floater, short, no good. Long rebound to Hayden Hulskamp, and he sinks an 18-footer. A lengthy deuce by Hulskamp, right down through the ropes. 36-27. Rushi up 9. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Top of the circle, Francis for Rushi. Gives it up on the left wing to a teammate. Now it's reversed to Quinter. Quinter pivots down the lane and twists one in off the backboard. That's the Quinter special right there.
And that's just the move he did the time before, but there was a defender there.
Hayden Quinter has a deluxe move. That's it. It's tough to stop. You just about have to foul it. 38-27. Rushi in the lead. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Mason Carey, 35 feet away, dribbles behind the back. Bounces on the floor. There's a walk on the play, but Carter Siegel not called. He took a couple of steps nonchalantly, and the officials missed that one. Loose ball, left corner, and it is poked out of bounds on the play by Borchers of Rushi. Zane Chappie back on the floor for Rushi. Ross Fissinger had been in. Felix Francis is there with Cordonier, Quinter. Ball lobbed in by Anna into backcourt, and it's traced down on the play by Drew Dosick. Dosick picked up by Braden Monin between the circles, outside the arc on the left to Trey Heitkamp. Activity away from the ball, below the rim, and we've got a moving screen set up on the play by Anna. That's a foul. Team second, Rushi's got four. And Rushi will bring it down the court, up 11. Critical stretch here for Anna. Final minute, third quarter. On the bounce, up the floor, Chappie. Chappie picked up by Carter Pogue, who's got a zero on his back. Give and go, Rushi. Cordonier hits Felix Francis. He muffed it at first, gobbled it right back up and laid it in.
That's how wide open he was.
Yes, indeed. Well-designed play. Cordonier to Francis. Off balance in the lane. It's Anna. Shot by Trey Heitkamp. Hits the ring. Clangs off of it. Rebound down to Rushi. Ahead by 13. 38 seconds to go in the third. Good pass. Monin down inside. Hits Francis. Left it short. Rebound Anna. Quickly forecourt right. Long one by Carter Pogue. Shy of the mark. That was a three. Didn't have enough oomph on it. Rebound down to Rushi. 40-27 Raiders. 17, 16, 15 seconds to go. Overplay out high by Anna near steal. Rushi gets it back. Scattered floor. 10 to go in the third. Cordonier top of the circle. He makes a whirling move into the lane and gets Anna out of position and does draw a two-shot foul.
Well, Anna's done a nice job. I mean, they're down 13, and I think they played a pretty good basketball game.
Sure have. This Rushi club averaging 60 a game. Raiders will need a highly productive fourth quarter to get to 60. Free throw by Cordonier. Dips in, dips out, no good. 5.9 left here in the third quarter, 40-27. Rushi made free throw here. We'll give the Raiders their biggest spread. It's off to the right. Rebound, Anna. Three to play in the third. In midcourt, Heitkamp swiped on the play by Rushi. A late heave at the buzzer, no good. And the third quarter finishes 40-27 in favor of Rushi, which did widen by 5 points its halftime lead of five. Three quarters in the books at Anna. 13-point cushion for Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
We start the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. A reverse layup try by Rushi. It is Colby Monnen in the game to start the final 8 minutes. 6'3 senior forward. Couldn't get it to go. Good defense by Anna near the rim. Rockets have it. Here's a foul line. Jaba Mason Carey on the run. Headset. Mason Carey motoring through the top of the circle. Pulled up and drained it. 40-29. Rushi up 11. Raiders in backcourt at Chappie. Double team. Now he frees himself up over the timeline. Foul situation. 3 against Anna. 4 on Rushi. Here's Ross Fissinger, 25 feet away. Picked up tightly on the play of a Mason Carey. Loose ball momentarily. Rushi tracks it down. Head coach Spencer Cordonier gets a timeout. 7:09 to go. Anna trying to hang around and make things interesting. Down 11 early on here in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center Pro Hardware now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. In Jackson Center at 112 East Pike. At your local Pro Hardware stores, get 20% off DeWalt Power Tools, plus 11% off solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Don't forget beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets available in 3 days. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, and 418 South Broadway in Greenville. All your winterizing needs can be met at Jackson Center and Greenville Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yinks, you heard about his stores right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And just down the street in Jackson Center, by the way, Darren has opened up Brick House Eatery. From hardware to hard-to-beat good food, Brick House offers luncheon specials from 10:45 to 2, plus pizza, wings, smoked pork, and more from 4 to 8. Brick House Eatery, 205 West Pike in Jackson Center. Good drive to the rim by Rushi, which answered the bell after the head coach timeout.
Francis going down the lane, they hit him, and he made a really nice left-handed layup.
The lead, 13 for Rushi. Here's a drive by Anna. Ball arched up 6 feet away right in front of Carter Siegel. Hangs on the iron, comes off. Winner has the rebound. He goes 70 feet and lays it in. Well done, Hayden Quinter. A lot of strength there.
He
fouled hard, but he scored as well.
He's a strong kid, and he's a tough guard for a guard to take on because he gets into the lane, and he just posts you up all day long.
And he converts the three-point play. Swish on the free throw by Quinter. And there is your biggest margin of the night. 16. 45-29 Rushi with 6:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna's got the ball in the arc. It's Evan Myers. Lobs it cross-court to Drew Dosick. Dosick fakes right, goes left, got away with a walk in the paint, dealt it deep left corner to the three-point shooter, Carter Siegel, shy of the rim, rebound, punched out of bounds by Anna. Rushi up 16, will bring it down the floor. Fissinger has been on the floor for Rushi. He comes off. It's Quinter, Cordonier, Shappy, Felix Francis, and the fifth player out there is Monin. Here's a bad pass by Rushi down the floor, intercepted by Myers of Anna. Myers on a weave to carry straight away. Boy, the Rockets need a barrage of three-pointers right here, down 16. Biggest lead of the game for the Raiders. 6 minutes to go. Right flank, it's Dosick. Triple teamed in the paint now. Gives it up and gets it back. Dosick tries to make a wraparound pass below the basket. Can't do it. The ball goes out of bounds to the Raiders. 29 points for Anna in this game. Anna scored just 30 against Jackson Center. Lost that game 60-30. Rushi down the court here, up 16. It's Quinter behind the arc. Gives it up out back to Shappy. To Quinter, left side of the floor. Popping out to catch Cordonier. Near side, Braden Monin on the weave. It's Shappy on the bounce. 14 fouls each way. Rushi taking time off the clock. Up the 16. 5:20 left to go here in the fourth. Cordonier top of the key. Gives it up on the play to a teammate. It's Monin, 30 feet out. Rushi hoping Anna will foul. Here's a near side pass on the play to Francis. Francis fumbled the ball over and back. It rolls. And a possession. We've had, what, two or three of those tonight, Chuck?
Yeah, that just bounced right off his leg and over and back. And he had spent about 13 seconds in the lane that time down there, too. I don't know how they don't call that.
I counted 12.5.
It was close.
5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Rushi up 16, 45-29. Ball thrown to Myers below the foul line. Good feed, left corner, open jump shooter. Carter Siegel pours in the triple. Big bucket for Anna, 45-32. Rushi difficulty in backcourt, ball on the floor, and knifing in from behind and committing the foul is a Rocket.
I don't know who that is.
And 34 on the floor now for the Anna Rockets is a young man from the JVs who has checked in. Quickly down the floor comes Rushi in the right corner. It's Cordonier. Cordonier sprints across the lane, and he's fouled by Alex Shappy. He's the new man wearing 3-4 on his back. Reach in by Alex, 6'2", 175-pound sophomore. He played real well in that ninth grade championship game we covered up at Jackson Center last year, Chuck.
Yeah,
Alex Shappy did.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, very good football player, I might add. Ball inbounded by the Raiders. Short jump shot, 8-footer. Cordonier short. Rebound down to Anna. 13-point game. Here's a loose ball. Ooh, and a player for the Rockets got a finger in the eye. That's Evan Myers. The 6'1 sophomore ball was lost by Anna. Rushi was off and running. Play delayed momentarily. 4:32 to go in the fourth. 45-32 in favor of the Rushi Raiders. Like to let you know all about Jackson Center Wellness Center, located right on Pike Street in Jackson Center. More in a moment for you. Here is Rushi darting down the floor. Scattered court. Shot near the rim. No good. Foul way out high near the timeline. Against Anna, sending Quinter to the stripe. 1-1. Anna over the limit at 7. Free throw pumped up there by Quinter. Looked like a couple three players were in the lane.
Too quick, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little quick, no call. Foul shot good by Quinter. Hit the front rim, backboard, and trickled on in. Second shot pumped up there by Quinter. Deep knee bend. This one lipped out to the right. Anna's got the board. Mason Carey up the floor. 4:25 to go. Rushi by 14.
And driving into a thicket of blue jerseys in the paint is Mason Carey for Anna. Tries to push one up and in, can't get it to the iron. That's because he's clobbered on the right shoulder, and he'll get a couple. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged up a day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday to Friday, 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, closed 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, located at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Phone 937-596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Jackson Center Pharmacy and Wellness. Free throws missed by Anna. Rushi forced up a shot in the lane, knocked it out of bounds. Anna comes down the court, trailing by 13. Drew Dosik, a runner from the left wing. He makes it. A lot of contact. Rushi defender sneaked underneath the leap off the floor, but Dosik should have counted the goal.
Not allowed to.
Should have been a defensive foul.
Then it would have counted.
Should have been a three-point play.
You cannot score on an offensive foul. You used to be able to, but you can't anymore.
Yeah, that was clearly appeared to be a defensive foul. When the offensive player, Chuck, leaves the feet, defender can't slide into position.
It's a tough call.
Yep, Anna needed that goal. The lead for Rushi stands at 13, 46-33, 3:34 to go in the game. Quinter hop-stepping a jump in the lane. He might have gotten away with a bunny hop. No call. Ruled a defensive foul against Anna. Rockets don't think things are going their way at the moment, and I would kind of agree.
Yeah, if that was a block down here, then that was a charge down here. That was a charge at the other end.
Quinter at the line, two free throws. Rushi, good. 47-33.
Quinter having a nice game. Yeah. He's got 12. They're at 15 right now.
Yep. If there's a highlight of you in the open to start the broadcast, during which you honor Quinter after a game last year as the star of the game.
And he's coming back one more time.
Free throw missed by Quinter. Long rebound kicked out to Borchers, who sinks a 16-foot jumper. 49-33 in favor of Rushi. Here's an adept drive down the right side of the lane. Nicely done on the play by the Anna Rockets' Mason Carey. He's hacked on the wrist, and he gets two. 3:18 to go in the fourth quarter. 49-33 in favor of Rushi. Carey at the stripe. Free throw good. He swishes it. 49-34. Hulskamp comes back in. A breather for Carter Siegel.
Well, I remember Carey last year as a JV player. He was a good scorer.
Sure was. No pun intended. He can carry a team.
He can carry the team. And the pun was absolutely intended.
And he drills both free throws, 49-35 in favor of Rushi. Raiders go dashing down the left side of the floor. Contact at midcourt. A late slide over by an Anna player. And it is double bonus time for Rushi.
And Dosik just fouled out.
Well, he is so emblematic of this entire Anna roster. Wow, does Dosik play hard? Do the Rockets ever play with energy? A couple of free throws for Borchers. Swish on the first one. 50-35, Rushi up 15. It's going to wind up more than likely being a double-digit win for Rushi, but Anna played very hard and well at times in this game tonight. Second free throw rattles and goes down. Here's Mason Carey at the foul line, throws toward Hulskamp in the lane, knocked away by the Raiders who come down the court with it up 16. Steal by Hulskamp. Dishes to a teammate, drive to the rim. Yes! Carey gets it for two. Nice step by Hulskamp. Timeout called. Anna
2:54 to go. 51-37. 51-37, 14-point lead for the Rushi Raiders. Quick update of our schedule. Doubleheader tomorrow. Girls game at 12:55. Fort Loramie for Sales. Boys game tomorrow night, 6:55. Same two schools, Fort Loramie for Sales.
And Carl will be in, and I'm going to have the chicken, so get start plucking that thing right now.
Yeah, we'll be there between games. We'll have plenty of time to maybe order a couple chicken dinners apiece. How about that? Hey, don't forget, Barker Insurance has been serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, celebrating 50 years. For many years, Barker's been one of the most valued agencies in the region, representing insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and many more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75.
Nice.
It is Barker Insurance.
Wow.
Number one, Barker Insurance, that's for sure. Spreading the floor, Rushi getting a backdoor cut by Borchers and a lay-in by him.
And that was set up by Chappie. What a great pass.
Good assist by Chappie. Steal midcourt by Rushi. Borchers again down the floor. It circled the iron and came out. Quinter there for the tap back. He's got it. And the lead has expanded to 18-55-37 in favor of the Raiders. 2:21 to go, fourth quarter. Rushi might get its game average of 60 after all.
Well, and Anna just stepped in with no pressure. They stepped over the line.
Inbounds pass by Rushi. Goes awry to midcourt. It's tracked down on the play by Borchers. Out back to Chappie. Foul line. Left side of the lane. Running left-handed hook. No good. Hit the backboard, rim came off. Rebound touch to Rushi player, who is straddling the line, went out of bounds. Has to be in a possession. That's a blown call.
I don't know how three of them missed that. I think the ball was off Rushi even after it hit the Rushi player laying on the ground.
Maybe so. Colby Monin in now for the Raiders. He's at the post. Gives it up out back to Ross Fissinger, right wing Chappie, into Monin. Swivels around Hjulskamp. Oh, reverse layup. He hooked it in.
There you go.
Superb play by Monin. Man alive. He's going to share that with the world. That may go viral. Woo. What a play by Monin. Out back, Anna tries to light it up from three-point land. Carey missed it off to the right. Rushi's got the board up 20. 57-37. 90 seconds to go. Holding it is Borchers. Top of the circle, three in the lane. A little flyer, eight-footer, danced around the ring. In it goes. Timeout called. The lead 22 for Rushi. A minute 24 to go. We'll return in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Three Rushi sponsors with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget in Anna, Victress Health and Wellness in Anna. Brunson Street Legal Golf Carts with a display for you to view right there in McCartyville. Thanks to Brunson here on scoresbroadcast.com. Steve and Ted's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located outside Anna on State Route 119 West. Here is Anna after the timeout, shooting a foul line fadeaway shot by Mason Carey. Short, no good. Rebound down to Rushi. A minute to go in the game. Is that Grojean on the floor now?
Yep. Yep, he's out there.
Jackson Grojean, 5'7", sophomore guard for the Raiders.
Benjamin York out there.
Yep, Benjamin, 6'3", soft. Top of the circle, Fissinger. Now to York. Grojean, left flank, 40 seconds to go in the game. Rushi up 22. Ball thrown to Monin in the post. And scratching and clawing, making a nice steal on the play for the Anna Rockets is Carter Siegel. Feeds it down the floor to a teammate, Alex Shappy. He powers one up from 7 feet, blocked on the play by the Raiders, but a foul as he was chested. Contact made. A couple of free throws for Alex Shappy of the Anna Rockets. 59-37, Rushi in the lead, but 22. Tell you what, Chuck, when Rushi goes to its bench, 8 men deep, 9, even 10, no loss of energy or skill on the floor. The talent is there right on down through the entire roster. It is a complete team.
They play all phases of the game very well. They should make a nice long tournament run, I think, this year.
Free throw, Alex Shappy, good. Second one off to the left, no good. Rebound, Raiders. 20 seconds to go in the game. 21-point lead for Rushi, 59-38. Raiders right at their per-game average. Here's a bounce pass by Borchers down low on the left, and it manages to roll between a couple players. Anna got a fingertip on it. Raiders will throw in baseline left of the rim. Oh, into Monin. They go high, low. Drops it down inside to Borchers for the gimme assist. Monin. 61-38. Rushi driving for Anna, putting up a 10-foot fadeaway. Is a new man in off the bench. Shot no good, a little heavy. Weak side rebound, Raiders. And there's the buzzer marking the end of this one. Rushi Raiders advanced to 6-0 on the year. Anna now 4-2. A couple setbacks for Anna in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna Rockets now 4-2. The defeats handed to them by Jackson Center and now Rushi. Jackson Center's next game, or I should say Anna's next game, tomorrow on the road at Minster tomorrow evening. Rushi has got a date at home with Troy Christian. So both Anna and Rushi have tough encounters tomorrow. A couple of good games there. Anna playing at Minster and Rushi home with Troy Christian. 6-0 by way of record now for Rushi, 4-2 for Anna. We'll return in a couple of minutes to wrap it up from the Anna Gym. 61-38, Rushi over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We welcome you back here to Anna. Rushi Raiders 61, Anna Rockets 38 tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Very good defensive game. Anna hung with Rushi as long as the Rockets could. Just too much firepower from the Raiders here tonight. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring and award our stars of the game.
Well, they gave up 40 points in the first and fourth quarters, and they played really good defense in the middle two quarters.
Yep.
Anna got out rebounded 30-29. They did have a 9-7 offensive rebounding advantage. Turned the ball over 17 times. Not bad against Rushi's pressure. The Raiders turned it over 10. 11-17 at the free throw line for Rushi. The Rockets 10-17. Individual scoring for the Rockets. They were led by Mason Carey with 13. They got 9 from Drew Dosick. They got 6 from Carter Siegel, 4 from Hayden Huelskamp, 3 from Evan Myers, 2 from Trey Heitkamp, and a free throw from Alex Shappie. He scored 38 for the game. On the other side, the Raiders were led by Hayden Quinter with 18. They got 11 out of Vince Borchers, 9 in the fourth quarter. He's got 9 points from Flippo, 8 points from Cordonier, 6 from Shappie, 5 from Francis, and 2 from Monin. They scored 61 for the game. And I want to go with Carey as my player of the game for the Rockets. And Hayden Quinter is the obvious choice for the Raiders.
The Rockets played with so much heart, played hard tonight against a taller Rushi team. Can you imagine how much better these two clubs would be with post players, 6'5" post players? Rushi would be phenomenal.
Right.
And Anna could use one, and they would be improved. Two pretty small Division IV basketball teams, but man, did both of them play with so much energy and enthusiasm, especially at the defensive end.
Yeah, both teams play hard.
So Hayden Quinter and Mason Carey, our stars of the game, brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
A doubleheader tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com. Girls game at 12:55. That's airtime online on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie and Versailles. Evening game, 6:55, same two schools, tip off about 7:30. Brookins Fried Chicken.
There we go.
In between the two games, and maybe Clancy's on the way home tonight.
Well, hey, I don't know. Who knows? I'm hungry.
Message for you about Germain Cars. You know, right in Sydney is a dealership that makes shopping for and servicing a car. So very convenient and cost-effective. It's plain and simple. It's Germain, G-E-R-M-A-I-N. Number one for the life of your car. Germain's a one-stop solution forever. taking great pride in servicing and repairing your car and keeping it in tip-top shape. Number two, vehicle selection, fantastic. It's endless on West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Choose from Germain, Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, Rams, Buick, Chevrolets. More great selection at Germain in Beaver Creek and Dublin. Even more at Germain stores in Michigan, Florida, and Arizona. See it online, buy it in Sydney on West Michigan Avenue. And don't forget, Germain is the newest, best, biggest dealership in Sydney, in West Central Ohio. What more do you need? It's plain, it's simple, it's Germain, West Michigan and Sydney. GermainCars.com. That's G-E-R-M-A-I-N, GermainCars.com. Chuck, enjoyed it so much.
Nice to have you back.
Oh, thank you. Thanks to Bryant for filling in. He'll be on occasionally, off and on, throughout the rest of the season. We've got, including the tournament, probably some 50 to 60 games remaining.
It feels like it. I love basketball.
Two tomorrow, two next week. Don't forget, Tuesday night, we will originate from Lehman. Lehman Catholic boys take on Covington. Wednesday night, very good girls basketball game in the Miami Valley League. Sydney at Tippecanoe. That's on Wednesday night, 6:55 airtime. Night before, Covington at Lehman boys, 6:55 airtime on Tuesday. Doubleheader tomorrow. Fort Loramie, Versailles, girls and boys. Good rivals. Always a fine contest. Versailles girls haven't beaten Fort Loramie in a while.
Right.
And last year, Fort Loramie Versailles boys game was held in the old high school gym, a throwback game. Versailles pulled away, won it in the second half. Should be pretty even, Stephen, tomorrow.
It should be a good game. I always absolutely hated those throwback games. They tried to get us to play games in the old pit, and I'm going, we built the new gym for a reason.
Yeah. I remember 1 year ago, throwback game at the old Fort Loramie.
Yeah, absolutely.
The small gym in the Fort Loramie building.
Lehman, that was one of the best games we've had in the 12 years I've been doing this.
Did it get to 90?
I think it was like 93, 90, something like that. It was like two or three overtimes. It was an absolutely great game.
Old gym. Must have been a 70-foot floor and an 8-foot basket.
Well, we were up in what I called the penalty box.
Right. That's what it was. JV game tonight. Very, very good. Anna won a close one.
55-53.
And then our nightcap, the varsity tilt. Rushi pulls away to win, but 63-61-38. Rushi now 6-0, and Anna is 4-2.
I got to give my old player a shout out. The Rushi freshman, coached by Mick Leffel, won tonight too.
There you go. Hello, Mick. Two fine head coaches. Enjoy being around Spencer Cordonier, Rushi, Nate Marhorst, Anna. Two genuine folks. You meet them once, they're the same way every single time.
Absolutely.
Thereafter. Again, 12:55 airtime online tomorrow for Sales Girls at Fort Loramie. Thanks to our online audience tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color, On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer, bidding you a pleasant good evening. Happy holidays ahead. Our final score from here at Anna. Rushi 61, Anna 38 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. GOFFENA. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Marketing Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, SCORES. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.